Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Kiki.
Hey.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's 8:11 today. We got a high of 35, a low of 28. Not a bad day and evening. You know, could be worse. Could be better.
It's still very cold outside. It's still snow.
I've been torturing myself. When I go to the gym, I've been watching a lot of fly fishing videos, you know, just kind of looking
up. Oh, as you're running?
As I'm on the elliptical. Just kind of like, you know, learning tips and tricks and what to use and how to use it. Just, you know, because I'm still new to it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, now all I want to do
is
go fishing.
Psyched up to do a sport that you cannot do right now.
I know. Well, I could technically.
Ooh. Oh,
but
ice fishing.
Not going to.
You still have not taken me ice fishing.
I know. We got to figure that out before it gets
too. Where do we go? What do we use? Does anyone have a little shack I can sit in?
Yeah, no, you're not. The first time you go, you're doing it old school style. You're sitting on a bucket.
But I'm fragile. I'm not from up here.
You'll be fine. We'll just get you bundled up.
All
then
right.
You sit there with your little pole right by the hole.
Yeah.
And you can go fishing. We can do it. We just got to find, I don't know. Some of the ice might be a little thin now.
Yeah, we need someone to let us know where to go.
I'll buy some goldfish from Walmart in one of those kiddie pools, and then I'll let it freeze over, and then I'll just let you fish in there.
No, what the heck? I'm not a toddler. I want the real thing. I love fishing.
Well, I know, but
it's still outside, and it's still in the cold.
All right.
It's not the actual fish that bother me. The wind.
We'll get someone on that. We'll get you out on the ice.
Goldfish. You jerk.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Here's that thin line between love and rage.
There is a line?
There is, yes.
Nah.
Yes, Kiki, there is a line. A 29-year-old woman from Lakewood, Washington, just moved in with her new boyfriend a few weeks ago. Oh, big step. Well, when she got home last Friday, she wanted to cuddle with him, but he wasn't into it. And when she tried to kiss him, he didn't kiss her back.
Oh.
That made her so upset that she grabbed a kitchen knife and tried to stab him.
Holy cow.
I just want to cuddle. Come here. I'm not going to hurt you. He called the cops. She was arrested for assault.
Holy cow.
Yeah. This sounds like something you would do. Sounds like something you would do.
Wait a minute.
You love to cuddle.
Okay. First of all, I have kind of done this with my dogs.
Yes.
Not trying to stab them, but, you know, I just, like, I just hold them, and they flail, and they try to get out of my arms.
You're like Lenny of Mice and Men. You just squeeze the life out of your cute, fuzzy bunnies.
I'm not squeezing the life. I'm just, you know, locking them in.
I can't.
I need them close to me.
I can't describe well enough how it is watching Kiki grab onto our little Pomeranian's face and just grit her teeth and go, oh, my God, you're so cute. Oh, my God, look at your face. I just want to squeeze it. It's like the dog is just like.
He loves it.
Does he love it?
He loves it.
So that look of terror in his eyes truly is love.
Bear's a mama's boy.
He is.
Mama's boy.
He's
very needy. He loves it. Any attention I give him, he's like, more. I want more.
That's why I'm scared to have kids.
It's the pug that looks at me like, you are psycho, lady. I need to go away.
Just so you know. It's best to keep your animals away from Kiki if they're cute at all. And also, if you don't cuddle with her, she will stab you with a knife. This story's about you.
Yeah, dang it. It is about me.